have a very short agenda today, so that we don't stick around here. Now, David, you want to give me problems, but I'm quite willing to deal with them. Okay. David is wearing a red tie, journalist. He has joined the Communist Party, so just be careful this year that he's going to be coming out as a red, one of the reds. But honorable members, can I say good morning, and can I also say hi to the members of the media? I know you always felt interested in issues that are taking place within the committee. We'll start the year like that, keep you informed about some of the issues that we do within the portfolio committee. But feel welcome to interact with the portfolio committee at any time. Tatutiale, hello, my old man. The committee has a very short program today. We were supposed to have the report about the expulsion or the dismissal of Tomo, the CEO. The board really has put together a very concrete report. They have done all the processes. But within that report, it seems as if the CEO himself now is not happy. He wants to challenge that particular report. So the chair of the portfolio committee, of the board, then asked me that can I recuse him at this particular moment so that he can then finalize that matter with Tomo, and then he will come back and report back to Parliament. That's why you don't see them here today. How are you? We have started the meeting that can help that there. It's a happy new year, Tata.
Happy new year to everybody.
Yes. And everybody is looking for you to come and tell them about the experiences on the day of Mandela was released. They're busy phoning me. They think that I'm your secretary. Could just close the door for us, man, if you don't mind. apologies to you. We've started that. If you can sit, settle down. I know you guys from Gauteng have not seen each other there. Can we welcome you, Tata? Yes, we have a very short agenda. I was just explaining why we don't have AMSCO in front of us today. That we had received a request from, there is a letter, where is that letter? Okay. Yes, Tata. Yes. They have finalized the interaction. They have returned to me what was, let me just have that. We are just trying to get a copy of the letter that has been provided to us by the board. We'll definitely make it available to all members because that's what made me to be interested to get the board to come and give an explanation to us about the processes that have been followed. Can you please get the copy? Okay. So that letter is in front of us where the board have told us that they have now dismissed Mr. Tomo and they've got an acting CEO within that position. That letter we can make available. But beyond that, the detail of how they've run the process and the accusation and charges is what the board is keeping to itself as detail. And then we thought that we were going to bring them here today to the portfolio committee so that we could talk to the matter itself and get the briefing from the board itself. But the board now feels that they have a challenge, that Mr. Thomas says he's going to take up the issue, he's going to go to court, or he's going to appeal his case. So it is at that level that they feel that we should not proceed and allow them to come and give this explanation until they are very informed that what is Mr. Thomas' appeal about and what is exactly going on there. And then after that, they'll come back and give an explanation to the portfolio committee. But the board really apologizes. I did tell them that it's in the public interest that they should come and at least give a report to the public through Parliament, because most of that process was run through the parliamentary processes. And given that it's in the public interest that we provide that type of explanation, that what has gone on now, is Mr. Thomas there or is he not there, or what is exactly going on? So it's in those circumstances that they were supposed to have been here in front of you and in front of the portfolio committee. So they are really appealing and apologizing, members of parliament, that they couldn't make it in those circumstances, that they had the fear that Mr. Tomo would raise this particular question and take them to court, whatever they would have said within the parliamentary proceedings. So it's on those bases that they are not here today. And I hope members understand and accept the apologies that they have provided. But the board is quite willing to come and give an explanation. You all under that. That's what I wanted to explain. Is that acceptable, members of parliament? It's okay. You want to say something, sir?
Thank you, Chair, for that explanation. I wonder if you could just give us some further detail which may have emanated from your conversation with Popo Malefu. Because it seems what Sipho Thoma is doing here is he seems to be doing a marocha. But, Chair, in your discussion with Popo Malefu, did he give you some idea of what action Sipho Thoma intends to take? In other words, is it an internal appeal? Is he going to the CCMA, or is he going to take a review in the court? That was the one thing. And did he give you any indication of the timeline? When is it that we could expect a full briefing from Popo Malefu and the Arms Corps Board, which I believe, as you have correctly said, is in the public interest? Thank you.
If I answer you, Honourable Member, I didn't go into detail. He did just say that it was about appealing, that Sipho Thoma thinks that he wants to appeal at this particular moment. The time frame that didn't work out with him, I mean, I thought that as you go into the parliamentary program, would also look into that matter. But it's a matter of public interest. We have to deal with it in that context. So I will give them a week or two just to for them to prepare. If nothing happens within the 2 week period, I'll definitely interact with Mr. Molefu, the chair of the board, so that we can have them to come and explain to you. I cannot just accept that. Is that quite okay, members? We will definitely keep you informed, because it's an important thing, it's an important step. But also we saw that whoever acts on behalf of him should be known by the broad public what is going on, so we will introduce him. If we finish on that matter, the letter that we have been given to me during the December period will come now, mainly just picking it up from the office, which will be like, say, why did I have to act in the manner that I wanted? It will explain. What did the board write to me and say to me in a particular situation? Okay. We're proceeding now. We finish. Okay.
Can I, as I mentioned to you earlier, ask for a question of clarification concerning the quarterly reports which we ought to have received from the NCACC? I mean, a claim was made in the Sunday Press by Geoffrey Derbe's spokesperson that in fact these quarterly reports were being sent to Parliament. Now, this is just a question of fact. Have these quarterly reports been received? And if so, when were they received?
I must say there's a level of confusion. There's annual reports since Jeff came in, he's been giving us his annual report, you see, because that's the first report he gave. There's a confusion that does the quarterly reports come to us in the portfolio committee, or does it go to the Joint Standing Committee on Defense? That's where the level comes in. But after I have engaged Mr. Jeff Khadev, after you've been raising this query, he then made me aware that the NCACC has met, and they have then authorized that their quarterly report has to be sent to Parliament. That one is available now. As I'm talking to you, I've got a copy of it, you see. So, but I think Parliament has to clarify itself, you see, that where does the quarterly report go? Does it come to us? But we are the only committee that is vibrant, that is meeting, the portfolio committee. So it was on those bases that I said, let them give it to me in the meantime. I'll have to meet with the chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense to clarify that particular matter. But the report is available. It's here. Yes.
Chair, thank you for clarifying that. Do I infer from what you said that Jeff Radebe has now authorized that quarterly reports be furnished to Parliament, that he in fact, that the NCACC was in fact in breach of the law in not having furnished the quarterly reports to Parliament earlier? And could I have a copy of the report which you have in your possession? Thank you.
Yeah, no, that one will sort out when will you get the copy of the report. We'll definitely get it as members of Parliament. The breach of the law is something that we have to look into. I don't want to come to preach us that. As I'm saying, that there seems to be a little bit of confusion that exactly where does the report go to. And as I've said, and as you are fairly aware, that we've been saying all the time that there is a legacy in the NCACC of how things have happened. But with the present leadership that is there, things have seemed to have taken a different turn. But I don't want to get into how did it work in the past, you see. But within our term, since we have taken off on the fourth parliament, there has been an improvement. But as I'm saying, on this one, of the quarterly report, there is a little bit of confusion that where does it go. But the extent of the report, as I'm saying, it is here. I just have to go through it. Only arrived yesterday in Parliament. And then after that, I will make it available to members. You see? Yeah. To members, not journalists. To members. But I do know also that SCOPA is also engaging into this report tomorrow. We'll be talking to that issue, but it's a SCOPA report, it's their own reflections, it's their own understanding of what has gone into the whole process. But as I'm saying, so far as I've been the chair, on the annual report, there has been submission. Now, today, as I'm sitting here, the quarterly report is in front of us. So the minister, from my side, has complied. But what happened before that period is a totally different situation that I don't want to enter into. But I know that there has been some hiccups and challenges around that particular area. The one thing that now we're supposed to deal with is our annual report. It's a program that we're supposed to have. So as chairpersons, we have had an engagement and we have preparations for our programs. Now, I wanted you to have a look at the program and see if you agree. And then if you agree, if you look at it, there are two copies of the report. The one report ends at, it's an annual report. Can you see that? The one report. She's given you two copies.
First of all, committee chairperson, we would like to convey our condolences to you and your family on the loss of your beloved son. Man is trying to overcome everything. Man has been able to fly to the space, and I don't know what we are searching for. Probably we are trying to search to find out where God stays. a number of things man has been able to overcome, but death is something that we have not been able to overcome, unfortunately. Hopefully one day we'll overcome it. But otherwise, we are conveying our condolences to you. And please accept that death is something that is inevitable at the moment. It's something that we can overcome. Our condolences to your family.
Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, Doctor.
I won't go back to it. I'm fine.
But all, and even thanks for coming to the funeral, Benjamin. That was very kind of you. Thank you, everybody, for the support I've got. So let's get back to the work. So we've got two programs. Then there's the one that says it's a quarterly program. That starts on the 25th of January to the 29th of March. I would like to give you an opportunity to go through and make suggestions as members of parliament on the program itself. But that's what I'm submitting to you. There is a quarterly program, there is a yearly annual program. If there are issues, I know we have a time to say that some of the issues that you have been raising since last year that are outstanding, we're trying to accommodate them in the program itself. We're supposed to draft a whole five-year program that we are preparing also. We'll come and submit it to you so that you could have a look at it. That's what I'm submitting to you today, so that you could have a look at it and then make suggestions, and then when we come back, we can adopt it officially. I don't want us to adopt it now because you have not seen it properly. I want you to have a look at that report. Yeah, that's the letter I'm looking for. I'm going to give it to my mother. I have submitted the letter that was submitted to you by the board. That just put me where I had to call. As you can hear what the letter says. The letter says, I wish to report that the board of AMSCO convened a disciplinary hearing on 14 and 15 December, chaired by an independent chairperson. And the hearing, the board gave Mr. Thomas several opportunities. That's how the letter goes. And that letter is in front of the members of parliament. So it does say that as a result, the contract of employment with Mr. Thomas terminated with effect from 7 January 2010. That's not that letter. So it is in front of you, honorable members of parliament. And you now understand why I thought that they are ready to come and give an explanation about the program itself, about what is going on there. So can we leave it at this level now? Honorable, if you are fine that I have given you the program, you can have a reflection on the program, and then next week we're supposed to have, we want the Secretary of Defense to come back himself on all outstanding issues that are confronting us. That's when? The 9th. On all outstanding issues and the finalization of our annual report. That's what is going to happen next week. So before we start that process, we just have to adopt the program of action in front of us. If you are happy with it or if you are not happy. Okay.
Chair, thank you for your program. I wonder if I could just go through and make some suggestions about the program which we could consider, which if they're already not in the program, could perhaps be included in the program. I mean, I see our parliamentary program to really include a series of parliamentary hearings, a series of oversight visits, and of course a legislative program. On the hearings which I think are imperative would include roughly the following. I mean, under, if you like, the civilian control, I think it's very important that we have a hearing on the Ministry of Defense. How does it interact with the Secretariat of Defense and the Chief of the SANDF, who was appointed in the various positions? What are the various positions in the Ministry of Defense, and how does the Ministry of Defense function? Because frankly, Chair, I'm very unhappy with the Ministry of Defense. My correspondence is not replied to. The Ministry of Defense are not dealing with complaints from members of the constituency, and parliamentary questions are not being replied to. So I would ask that under civilian control, we have a hearing on the Ministry of Defense. I'll move on. Under policy, I think it's imperative that we have a hearing on defense policy and the White Post paper and so-called Defense Update 2035. 2035. I think that even if it is not possible at this stage, or if the Minister of Defense is not willing to release the document, we need to get some idea of the process that is being followed and when it is this document may see the light of day. So that's under policy. Under operations, obviously I think it's imperative that we have a combat readiness briefing, and I see that is included in the program. Thank you for that. Under the staff side, I think that there we need to look at service conditions and salaries, and for that reason I think the judge in charge of the service commission needs to brief the portfolio committee and furnish us with the three reports which he has produced, including the two interim reports. Then on capital acquisition, I think it would be very helpful for the committee to get a full briefing on the SCAP, the Strategic Acquisition Program. What are the priorities, and is the Department of Defense, in respect of at least capital acquisition, reaching its milestones? We need to get some idea of the Department of Defense's acquisition priorities. So that's under capital. Under military veterans, I think that we need a full briefing from the Deputy Minister on the progress made by the task team. And those would be the key hearings that I think we ought to consider. Under visits, Chair, I think it's imperative that when it comes to the South African Army, that our committee visits the Doornkop and Lentz military base as soon as possible. When it comes to the Air Force, I think it would be in the interest of our committee to visit the Mikado base, which is the base that really, as I understand it, has the fighter capabilities, the Hawks and the Gripens. When it comes to the Navy, I think in anticipation of any deployments, I think it would be very useful if our committee could visit one of the submarines as they work up for possible deployment around the country. But then it brings me to what I think is the most important short-term priority in respect of oversight visits. I would like you to consider, Chair, that members of this committee visit the Directorate of Conventional Arms Control, if at all possible, tomorrow, or on Thursday or Friday. The situation there, given what we know, is really very serious, and I think that a delegation from our committee should visit the Directorate of Conventional Arms Control so that we can find out exactly what the problems are and what solutions are being put in place. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Tatu Utiyai.
Honourable Dave has said is what I've been saying all along, that it's important to take a visit to military camp. But in addition to that, I think it's also important to visit our peacekeeping force in Africa, because it's very important. I remember it is a couple of years now that we did not go where our forces are. We did one twice when Antimony Soil, the chapters of this committee, and it's quite a long time. And it's very important to check and give morale to our peacekeeping force. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. If we're talking about visits to other bases, which I think would be in the committee's interest to go and look at, one is the base of 4 Psi in Middleburg. The other one is the base of 10 Psi in Mabata, Mafeking.
Also the one that where there's leaking taking place in DR. Remember that the old material that is in the defense that was supposed to have been disposed is still lying in DR. But what I must say, members must be quite comfortable because in the chairperson's meeting, we are one of the committees that have been treated as a priority committee that is supposed to have money to go on visits. Also, partly the fact that we are preparing for 2010, you know. So we need to be able to say to ourselves that we are quite happy that the SNDF is quite ready to protect the citizenship during that period and our visitors. So we will take note of some of these visits and see if ever we can rearrange them, because we have to pay a visit that is going to satisfy us that the SNDF is ready and will be in a position to protect the citizenship during that period of the 2010. Because they've been brought into 2010 and they're supposed to have a budget for that. But I won't talk to that now, you see. But I'm just saying these are issues that we'd have to take closer look at and see if that was something. That's why I have prioritized the Secretary of Defense so that you can start with him to get a sense of how things are going. And then from there on, we'll tackle what is happening. As I'm saying that on the NCACC, we'll take a look at how things are standing exactly before we take that decision of going through that way. I just have to engage different stakeholders in relation to that matter. Dr. Mlange.
Thank you, Committee Chairperson. I have no problem with some of the issues raised by my colleague here, Mr. Mayor. The only thing I wanted to find out about is when he says we need to have a public hearing on the ministry. I don't know whether by that he means a public hearing or that we need to bring them here to come and tell us the things that he has raised. What does he mean by a hearing? Because if he's talking of a public hearing, then I'll have a problem with that. But if he talks of the ministry coming here to give us a report of the things that he has raised, then I have no problem with that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the part of the oversight visits, we are forgetting that there was this commission which visited several bases, and in their report, I believe that they were concerned about the situation in some of these camps. I think we need to take it as a priority to make a follow-up visit to check the status of those camps now. Are there any improvements or were there any developments around those serious issues which the Commission discovered? I thank you.
Definitely prioritize that area. Want to say something, David?
Thank you, Chair. Could I just make a comment about the scheduled briefing on the 9th of February, and then I'll clarify what I mean in respect of the Ministry of Defence.
Okay.
Just on the hearing scheduled for the 9th of February, we're going to presumably in that hearing complete the annual report. And I'd make two comments about that hearing. The first is, I think if we to complete our business and to properly, if you like, fulfill our oversight role, it's critical that we have the right people here. And the right people includes obviously the delegation would be headed by the acting Secretary of Defense. That's entirely appropriate. But as far as I'm concerned, we need the chief of the SANDF and the four service chiefs here to answer detailed questions about the military matters, which the Secretary of Defense will not be able to answer and has shown in previous hearings that he cannot answer. So that's my comment about the 9th of February. To clarify for the Honorable Tlangeni, what I had in mind, in fact, was a full public hearing. The ministry, I understand, is headed up by Ellen Molokane. The Ministry of Defense, as far as I'm concerned, is not functioning. It's, in fact, at least as far as I'm concerned, functioning at MCACC levels of administration. And I think that she should be held accountable for that. That. Thank you.
I won't go into the details not yet. We'll have it here, Tata, not a public hearing. You know how David is sometimes. Yeah. But on the first one, you're correct. The invitation is written like that, David, that the four arms of service must come. Because if you are going to deal with 2010 and all other things, we start with them and some of the outer areas of concern. So the letter we have written now is to say we need the Secretary of Defense and all of them, because they are accountable to Parliament and we need to have them here. So that's what you are expecting. I have not received anything else yet, but our correspondence has gone out in that manner. Yeah.
Chair, thank you for that. I wonder if through you I could ask you just to keep a careful eye on and get a commitment in advance from the Department of Defense that in fact the Chief of the SANDF and the Force Service Chiefs will be here. Because if they are not here, then the committee are going to have to decide what action we take. We've invited the General Staff to appear before us. We've now been a committee that has been established for several months. And the Chief of the SANDF and the four service chiefs have not been here. It seems to me that we're heading to a situation, or could be heading to a situation, where we may have to subpoena them. Thank you.
Don't start subpoenaing them now, David, please. I know you. But at the end of the day, that's what we are. I mean, we are preparing for that. They must come and come and account for themselves. If there's anything, I'll explain on the 9th. If it arises. But my expectation is that they do understand that they have to come and account to Parliament. We have got different questions that we have to finalize. Each arm has to come and give an explanation of how things are standing. So the Chief of Defense overall is the only one who can ascertain us that everything has been done properly and we can rest assured and sleep until and go and watch soccer. No other person can do that. The Secretary of Defense, his job is to collect and distribute the resources. It's got nothing to do with operational issues that are in conference. So we need that type of sense and certainty, and you can't do it behind doors. You see, you can't do it somewhere else. We have to spring in front of Parliament, and Parliament as an institution can get it satisfactory that he is going to, I mean, everything has been done. Borders, I will guarantee that people are not just going to walk in and out and end up with hooligans in stadiums and all those things. We need to be able to have that certainty so that when we talk to the public outside, we know what we're talking about. So part of it is that our portfolio committee is confronted with that challenge, and we have to do that. So it's in that context that I've raised it with the Secretary of Defense and the Minister to say that we would want to see all of them here so that we can have that type of an explanation. And finalization of the report, that's very much important.
Ndiyabulela hlanga ngaphambi. Chairperson, we are dealing with matters of security here, and there is this addition that has been done in this new administration of veterans, and I see this committee is not entertaining that part of this piece. That there are veterans that needs to be looked after, And the accounting officer, which will be the deputy minister, they were developing a policy on veterans. I'm not sure if the chairperson is listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I'm saying one other thing, if we can get a report on how far have they went with that national policy in terms of veterans, because a country which does not take care of its veterans, it's a problem. Thank you.
In the manner, it is more of detail now between myself and the deputy minister. We've had a commitment. He's quite committed to come and explain how far he's gone with the program now. He's ready to come and give a report to Parliament. So I have spoken to him. He's supposed, we just have to juggle around here to see which one becomes first priority. But the military veterans as a unit, I mean, the run by the deputy minister, has to come quite early, because that's part of how you assist with stability in the country. So we'd have to attend to that. It is other thing we have to find the date and how we juggle that. You see, I'll come to you, David. The one thing that is going to happen is, I've been in the forum this morning where the overall parliamentary program is getting finalized. So it means that these dates might change, given what would be provided to Mandy and the staff, that this is the parliamentary program. I found a very different approach that they have taken. They've integrated Parliament and all the work that is being done by different committees. So it is a very substantial program. I've just submitted to Mindy today. So she would take this program, bring the parliamentary program together, and look at the dates. And so your dates might change from tomorrow, after she has been given by her own head the exact program of Parliament, how it will be arranged. So your concerns would be brought in. There are two people. The report of the interim structure would have to come to us in full. As David says in three, it has to come to us. The military veterans has to come to us quite urgently, because these are things that we need to be ascertain that this is what's going to happen. As well as we don't want to pack program one on day one, where we have got the Secretary of Defense and have everybody. You see, you then miss through the cracks there. You will miss some of the issues that would have loved this body. You've got everybody coming to you on the same day. But we will definitely prioritize that, Honorable Member. You want to say something?
Thank you, Chair. I certainly believe that military veterans, as the Honorable Member has said, are an important part, should be an important part of our function, and we should see the Deputy Minister and his task team and look at his report as soon as possible, because I made this point at our last hearing. It was my view that the Deputy Minister's task team on military veterans was going wobbly, and I think that there's more evidence to support that proposition, not least the fact that the Deputy Minister was not successful in handing over his report to the Minister. The Minister wasn't there, the Deputy Minister was an hour late, and the report was not handed over. Nobody knows how many military veterans there are or what the benefits will cost, but it'll be our duty, presumably, to get into that issue. But, Chair, I'd like to come back to what I think is our most urgent issue, and which I hope that we can dispense with this week. I would like you, as Chair, to consider sending a delegation of this committee to the DCACC, the Directorate of Conventional Arms Control, this week. I really do think that there's substantial evidence now that the situation is chaotic. That evidence is reliable because it's produced by the Auditor General, and I think that we have a duty to put some parliamentary boots on the ground at the DCACC as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'll consider that. I know you like harassing. I'm going to go to Scopa tomorrow to go and see how things and listen to. I know you went there and picked up that information. I'll go there tomorrow and hear what is exactly. I've asked Goody to give me also some of the facts that he's talking about. And then we'll consider it within what is really bringing to our attention. That do we have to go running to NCACs or can't find a different way of resolving those matters. I know your concerns, but I must say that you also want to carry everybody along, you see. You don't want to, what you have picked up and other members don't know, and the next thing I'm sending people, they can arrive there, you're asking questions, they are quiet. It just seems as if the committee is not working well. But let me get everything that is concerned, and we'll definitely bring it to everybody's attention, and we'll see from there how we tackle it. Okay. As I'm saying, I mean, we will make our best so that we do also visit the different. We have to go to the bases. We have promised ourselves that what we have learned about is that the land space, that's the one which we have said it's like falling apart, you see. But we definitely have to prepare a date and all those things for us to be able to go there. The minister had suggested during holidays that she wanted to go with us after she has received the report. I've been waiting for her to give us that detail. My office has been interacting with that office. She said she would want to take us along as parliament with her just to be able to see the different bases that she's talking about. If that invitation is confirmed and finalized, I'll give it to you. I've seen the other one where you were worried about of the Air Force on Friday. Even on that one, we did consult the ministry to try to establish from them what exactly went wrong. You see, but it seems the other hand didn't talk to the other hand within her own division, and that's why it never came to mend in full. To be good, she never received the letter that talks to that particular matter. But I don't want to enter into the area that says if I is there disorganization or what and what. No, I'll do it until the full report is in front of us, and then we'll all tackle it from there. Honourable members, is there anyone who's got a question?
Issue of the SCOPA hearing tomorrow. Are they coming to give us a report of the Defence Ministry? What is it about?
No, what happened? Portfolio is also a portfolio committee on its own. So they have got their own meeting. So what they do, they take department per department. The same thing they did with Correctional Service last week, where Correctional Service was there with their minister to explain what's going on in the annual report and issues that they've come across. So they will do the same thing with the defense too. No, not us as a portfolio committee. No, it's the staff that comes from Pretoria that goes straight to SCOPA on the invitation of SCOPA. But they then have asked me to come and join them and listen to the issues there. David happens to be a member of that committee of SCOPA, so he will be there also in his own capacity, sent by his own party to go there. It's called the annual report, you see. But if you are in... Mendy says they are going to meet in V475. If you are available, you can come tomorrow and join me. V475. Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. Yes. Any member can come and listen to how SCOPA is dealing with the issues that are arising out of that. Can I close the meeting now? Is it okay? Is there any member? Mama, are you okay? You're on top. You're fine. Now, any suggestion that you have about the program, let us get Mendy to take it up before we come to on the 9th. Make the suggestions. If we have done a preliminary arrangement of the program where we change the date according to what Parliament says, we'll definitely make that copy earlier available to members so that members can have a sense when they come on the 9th of exactly what is going on, so that we don't sit with problems, but we sit with moving forward. As I'm saying, that we are drafting the 5-year program that has to be submitted to Parliament. You could also have a look at that also long-term-wise. What is the issue that you think should help into for us to be able to integrate, like the peacekeeping missions are some of the issues that we need to be able to bring into the program itself, so that at some stage, if it's possible for us to go to on a peace, to go and look at, take an oversight, let's do that during that particular period. It will be in the program. Members, let me thank you for coming across, around, and also Let me thank you for the kind words and the support that I've received during my bereavement. Let's look after each other. Thank you, Tata, and thank you, everybody. Okay. Thank you.